From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. One of U.S. President Donald Trump's latest executive orders calls for new vetting measures that are said to be aimed at keeping so-called radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States. On Friday, Mr. Trump also signed an order he said would begin the rebuilding of the U.S. military. Trump signed the orders at the Pentagon, where he participated in a swearing-in ceremony for Defense Secretary James Mattis. The military is likely to ask Mr. Trump for broader authorities to give commanders room to maneuver in the fight. President Trump's first week in office included a phone conversation with Mexico President Enrique Peña Nieto on Friday morning. The two leaders spoke after Mexican President canceled an upcoming meeting with Mr. Trump at the White House.
We have a very good relationship, the President and I. And we had a talk that lasted for about an hour this morning. And we are going to be working on a fair relationship and a new relationship. But the United States cannot continue to lose vast amounts of business, vast amounts of companies, and millions of people losing their jobs. That won't happen with me. We're no longer going to be the country that doesn't know what it's doing.
Despite what he called a friendly discussion with Mexico's President Friday, President Trump doubled down on his attacks against the imbalance in U.S.-Mexico trade. And it turns out, trade with Mexico may not be as lopsided as Mr. Trump would have Americans believe. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump's international diplomacy is expected to continue Saturday when he speaks with Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone. The U.S. leader has said he wants to have a better relationship with Russia and Putin than his predecessor, Barack Obama. Mr. Trump has raised the possibility of lifting sanctions imposed on Russia by the Obama administration. Trump's critics are uneasy with his relationship with Putin, citing U.S. intelligence agencies on Russia's interference in the U.S. presidential election to favor Trump's chances of winning. Trump rejects the notion he won the election with Russia's help. The United Nations said Friday there was no confirmation of a postponement of the Syria talks scheduled for February. The U.N. statement came after Russia's foreign minister told Syrian rebels earlier in the day the U.N.-hosted peace talks would be postponed. Early this week, Turkey and Russia, along with Iran, brought delegates from the Syrian government and rebel groups to Kazakhstan for a round of peace talks that ended with the three nations agreeing to help monitor a partial ceasefire and work toward a political resolution to the Syrian conflict. Thousands of anti-abortion activists held their March for Life in Washington on Friday. The annual gathering is energized this year by the changes expected under the administration of Donald Trump and the Republican-led Congress. Vice President Mike Pence, a longtime abortion opponent, spoke at a rally near the U.S. Capitol.
I believe we will continue to win the hearts and minds of the rising generation if our hearts first break for young mothers and their unborn children, and if we, each of us, do all we can to meet them where they are with generosity, not judgment.
Longtime demonstrators said Pence's support, the first time a sitting vice president has addressed the March for Life rally, provided welcome encouragement. Northern Iraq's Kurdistan Regional Government Prime Minister warned on Friday that the U.S.-led operation to oust the Islamic State militants from Mosul will not eliminate the organization's presence in Iraq. Nachrivan Barzani's comments come after the New York Times reported on Thursday that the White House is drafting a presidential directive that calls on the Defense Secretary to devise a plan to more aggressively strike ISIS, especially in Mosul and Raqqa, its capital in Syria. The UN envoy to Somalia is warning against corruption as the country's electoral body begins to register candidates for the February 8th presidential election. More than 15 candidates are vying for that position. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.